Welcome to Toffee Blue View, your source for all things Everton. I'm Jerry, and I'm a Pisces. That's Edward. And I got to be honest, I don't know when his birthday is.
I'm a Cancer. He's which a sounds cancer. Really bad.
Edward's a Cancer.
Yeah. I'm not great for the show, apparently.
Or in the locker room. Hey! So, since the vast wasteland that is the international break is upon us, life is slowed to a crawl. So we're going to be doing our best to fill the void in any way we can. Today's show, we're going to be covering the news, fans' comments. We need to talk about Clawson. And Edward and I will be taking some sort of Everton quiz. Yeah. No idea how that's going to go. But luckily, Edward's going to be helping me. So, let's do the news. Bang. There are rumblings that Alisher Usmanov is considering selling his shares in Arsenal. He apparently won't sell to... I never know how to say this guy's name.
Cronkey.
Yeah, it still sounds weird. but he would consider selling it to somebody who's kind of like himself. And that was his words. So if Usmanov sells his shares, does this mean he is definitely joining Farhad at Everton?
I'd like to think so, but I don't think it will happen. I think he's actually like stopped the rumours or something like that. But I'm not too sure whether it's around what you said in saying he won't sell to anyone like Kroenke.
Right. He did put out a statement. The statement, I think the one you're referring to, is actually what I was referring to, too. Basically, he came out and he said that he's, you know, he's not planning on selling his shares to Kroenke. And, but at the same time, if somebody were to come around that has similar interest to himself or in similar point of view to himself, then he would consider. All right. That was like the last part of his statement. It was almost like,
I don't want to do it, but I will do it if I have to.
You know what I mean? Mm. It's like, no, let me comfort you. You, everything is fine, except maybe it's not. See you later. You know what I mean?
imagine we did get him though. Right, I'm actually going to check up on the internet what, because I saw something somewhere that he is worth a lot of money.
Yeah, he is. He is. It's
see a lot of Everton fans are saying, yeah, go ahead for him.
Yeah,
but he is worth $15.8 billion.
Jeez.
If we manage to get him in, my goodness me.
Yeah, this kind of becomes sort of a chic, you know,
yeah,
Man City type of situation.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Everyone's comparing us to the new Man City and all that, so you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Imagine that, though. 17 point whatever billion in the club.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's such a weird time, though, for us to get all this big-time investment because the prices have gone up so much, the market has gone so crazy. It's almost because there's all the other Premier League teams are making a lot of money, too, because of the TV returns, you know? So it's weird. Yes, we're getting a lot more money, but so is everybody else. So it's kind of a... I don't know.
Well, it's
I
weird.
Do think we're in a...
It's weird because, sorry, as well, there's this thing... On FIFA 18, I've been noticing it a lot while playing. All the other leagues, obviously you've got all these high-rated players going for a lot of money. But then any Premier League players, it almost matches it or goes up even higher. It's really weird. It's a bit like what you're saying now. And the Premier League is such a big league on FIFA that all the prices just go up automatically. It's weird. Really weird.
Yeah. And... I mean, right now, I would say let's pretend like we're in the market for a striker. Let's just pretend.
Yeah.
All right? Because, you know.
Because we are.
Yeah. So let's pretend we're in the market for a striker, and we're looking for one from an English Premier League team, somebody with experience, someone who's proven in the league, prices go up immediately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going to be paying more for a proven striker in the Prem than we would for one in the Bundesliga, La Liga,
everything like that.
Any of those. You know? It's just the way it is.
Nationality comes in. English.
It does. It really does. Also, the fact that, like I mentioned before, all these Premier League teams, all of them, even the ones at the bottom of the table, smallest teams, they're making a ton of money from the TV revenues. They're making a ton. So they don't need the money as badly as they used to. They can actually hold on to some of their players now.
Mm.
You know? It's a weird time. But Usmanov comes in, I feel like that just... You know, bull in the China shop.
Well, it's always going to be... There's always, like, four things that are going to affect us being able to buy a player or anything like that. For prices-wise, like you say, Premier League proven, that adds on another 5 or 10 million. English adds on another 5 or 10 million. The fact that we have the money means it's going to go up. And like you say, players don't need to leave the clubs, in a sense. They don't need the money. Or if they do, they want to get a lot of money because they don't want it. They want to keep hold of the players. So,
yeah.
If I think any more, I'll say. But they're sort of like the main factors, aren't they?
Well, length, how much time they got left on their contract,
yeah,
and age. You know, you noticed. I feel like we were going for a lot of very young players and a lot of older players because I think that's where that's kind of a little bit. They're going to be a little cheaper that way.
Yeah.
So we were looking for a lot of. I felt like we've been looking at a lot of like over 30 players, just so we can get a bargain before the big purchases agree to come to us.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, it's a weird time, and I agree with you. I'm not completely sold on the idea of Usmanov coming. But it's a weird situation. The fact that, you know, USM. Is sponsoring Finch Farm. Mm. It's a weird... There's a really strange relationship. There's strange happenings. I don't know, but I'm going to side with you and say I'm not sold that he's coming.
No.
You know?
I'd like it if he did, but...
Yeah, agreed.
Don't know if it will happen. I think, to be honest, actually, thinking about it, if someone did come in and buy his shares, I do think we would be one of the first clubs because I don't think he'd want to... relocate out of the country, and I don't think he'd want to be having his business and all that in another country. Yeah. So it makes sense for him to stay in England. And as well, he's going to have great contacts with Mashiri. He already has done. And as well, we're an up-and-coming club, so that could mean a lot of money coming back into his investment. But we'll see.
Very right. Let's move on to another possible incoming. Kevin Gamiro from Atletico. We were connected with him in the summer, supposedly because they bought Diego Costa. We're interested in him again. They're inferring that he's sort of on the selling block.
Mm.
What do you think about him? And would he possibly be a solid purchase for us and work with our needs?
I think he could be good. I reckon he could be a decent little player. He scores goals, knows where the net is. Contributes well to a game, but it's just the fact as well that he's not played much for Atletico this season, and his confidence is probably going to be pretty low just as well. Is he going to be able to adapt to the Premier League? We'll see. Yeah. But he's a good player, good player on FIFA as well, so I would like to bring him in for that. But, I mean, if we get him, we get him. If not, get someone else. He's a bit old for me, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't mind the age as much because I feel like right now we're in a moment where we bring somebody in to temporarily do the job. We have a lot of money as a club right now. That temporary good player can maybe get us into Champions League, and then a lot of the players that we want to be able to afford, like the big money players, will want to come to us because then we'll have Champions League, you know? I realize we're far from that now, but that is our goal.
Yeah.
I saw Giroud as being like the perfect thing that Everton need over the summer in terms of we need somebody to actually get on the end of set pieces. You know, we need somebody, we need a target man, somebody who can hold up the ball and let our people get up the field. You know, I think Gamero can maybe hold on to the ball a little bit, but in terms of, I mean, he's short. I feel like his game's a lot like Sandro's. Mm. They both have an eye for a pass. They both are, I would say Gamero's maybe a little more clinical because he's got some more years on him, a little more experience. So I think he'll have less trouble adapting to the Premier League. But I don't know if he's like the perfect fit like a glove kind of a signing. Mm. But I think he'll score goals. So I don't know. I don't know that he fits Koeman's profile of exactly what he wants. I just don't think so. But I'm never gonna say, hey, don't buy that good player, Everton. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just you won't hear that come out of my mouth.
Nope.
Next subject. Everton are reportedly not only working for a new contract for Benny Benningimi, who apparently Man U's been sniffing around, but also the Idrissa Gueye contract is progressing. But I've heard some, or I've read some weird rumors that there's some sort of gentleman's agreement between Everton and Gueye, that if a Champions League team comes calling, that they actually have to listen.
Mm.
Do you believe that rumor? Or is that just people trying to stir the pot?
Seems a bit pointless, to be honest. I mean, yeah, they say if a Champions League club comes along, we've got to listen to the offers. That sounds pretty pointless. You may as well just put like a buyout clause in.
And we don't really do that.
No.
You know? I agree. I think this is probably nonsense. It's probably just publications trying to stir the pot. They see the fact that we have a bright young player who is full of energy, and they want him. I mean, the thing is, like, Chelsea supposedly inquired about him at the end of the window,
and we were just like, nope.
You know, kind of. You know, so I don't really think this is the case, but I've heard of stranger things. But yeah, I think it's a rumor. I think people want Gueye.
He just tends to take everything with a pinch of salt.
When it's, honestly, international break and anything having to do with transfers, it's just...
Yeah.
Almost always, it's crap. Last bit of news. Michael Keane. This is kind of silly. Silly happenings. But at England training, apparently there was a lot of media there, and the England players were training with a medicine ball, and apparently he got a little boisterous. He chucked a medicine ball. It happened to go a little high, and he smashed into a camera. Apparently did 10,000 pounds worth of damage to a really valuable lens. I don't really have a comment on that. I just think it's funny.
And that's the news!
That is the news, that's right. Alright, so, now's the time when we lend an ear to our fellow supporters. Here are the fans' thoughts. This question comes from Matthew Jervis 01. Alright, he asks, do we miss Funes Mori at the back? I'm going to let you start because I've heard you talk about this a lot.
Yeah, we do. I think it's quite obvious. But Funes Mori, quality defender in my opinion. I think he was really, really good last season. And everyone's saying we need a left-sided centre-back. So I think we're missing him. We're desperately missing him. I think he's really good. I think he's way better than Williams. I know it sounds harsh and we keep getting on Williams' back, but he's not the defender he once was. Funes Mori get into that age of his prime. You know, he's about 25 or so now, isn't he? Something like that. So him and Keane could actually be a really good partnership for the future.
This is true. I do think we miss him because of depth purposes. I think he's a tall guy and he can jump out of the stadium. He's huge in the air. I don't know. I'm a little on the fence. I do think we miss him for depth purposes. I do think athleticism-wise, he's better than Williams. However, I think he has a similar issue as Williams does in that he'll just mentally switch off and make a really haphazard pass that leads to the other team getting a chance.
Mm.
I think he does that a lot. Funes Mori looks good, 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 and then he just does something and you're just...
Crap, oh my gosh.
You know, you're just like, why? You know, and I realize, yes, he starts for Argentina. I know he does. But he's got to find some way to kind of work the inconsistencies out of his game.
Mm.
And it's a bummer that he's had this big, long period off at a time where he could be getting a lot of experience and kind of working all that inconsistency out.
Yeah.
But would I rather have him starting right now than Williams? Yes. I would.
Obvious question.
Just because I think... Yeah, because I do think Williams, you know, needs a little break. I don't think Williams is done as a player. I think he has stretches where he'll play well. And maybe it could be the negative juju around the team is kind of affecting him too, you know? But I don't know. I do, yes. We both say yes, Matthew. We're missing Funes Mori.
We miss you, Ramiro.
So let's move on. Famous EFC asks, what is our new aim? Do we go for FA Cup or focus on the league? And I will point out that Famous EFC has just shot right past the League Cup, the Carabao Cup, and away. I guess there's an assumption that we are going to lose away at Chelsea. I got an opinion on this. What do you think?
Could go for both. I mean, I still think that this year we could be getting a cup. So I wouldn't mind us getting the FA Cup. Get our names on it for... first time in God knows how many years. But constrain the league, yeah, I can understand. And I don't really... He's also missed out Europa League, hasn't he? He's not said anything about that.
It's true.
So... I mean, take as that as you will.
I mean,
but...
I think Famous EFC is expecting us to not play well against Chelsea away, and additionally, because we've had two negative results in Europa, there's a thought that we are not going to be able to recover there.
Mm.
I mean, I think viewers know that you and I are usually, we're pretty positive guys, you know? We're not overly negative. I think we give Everton a chance, usually until the very end. I think we aim for all. I don't think we have the comfort of being able to not aim and try in everything. Mm. I think we have to try for everything. I think we're in a point right now where momentum can come from any place, right?
Yeah.
So I think serious focus on everything. And I have a serious problem with us not focusing on the league because every single position in the table is worth millions of pounds because of that TV revenue.
Definitely.
And the club need it, you know? It's huge. I think our new aim is we're focusing on the lot. I don't think it's going to be one or the other.
I'd like us to get a concentrate on the league and do well. But then you look at all the other teams that are above us, they're doing a lot better because of the fact that they're able to, not really so much about the depth, it's more about the fact that they're willing to change tactics and change the team. Maybe not Liverpool, but a lot of the other teams will change the players if it's not going well. We don't seem to be. So whether we've got a chance with the likes of the FA Cup, if we get lucky with the draws, even if we get past Chelsea and get some good draws in the Carabao Cup, we've got more of a chance in getting easier opposition in the Cup games than we have in the league, in my opinion.
All right, let's move on. Gareth Coates asks, are the players to blame, or is it Koeman's crazy narrow formations? For me, it's the latter. Play the players in their correct positions, wingers out wide, one holding mid, and our performances would change overnight. Also, Jacob Howard, duh. It's Jacob Howard D.
Or just Howard.
Oh, I know. I was joking that the extra D would be pronounced when it's clearly not. So, Jacob Howard D says, or asks, what's happening? Everton are a great team. I think the manager needs to rethink his tactics. And that's from a Spurs fan. So apparently Jacob is a Spurs fan, and he's genuinely concerned about Everton. So, that's two different people asking a similar question. So, we've lit into this question before.
I mean, we've basically
Edward,
answered it.
What do you
it.
Think?
I mean, I answered it really just before, saying about Koeman. So, yeah, it's Koeman. Definitely Koeman. I mean, if you look at... I've probably been harping on about this same thing over and over, but you look at the players we brought in. We obviously spent a lot of money on them because we thought they were good, and they are good. They are Premier League experienced. Mm. So, clearly, something's going wrong with either Koeman or his tactics. I mean, you're looking... It's just... We got beaten by Burnley because we refused to have proper... Why people just sit narrow and let the attackers come? Because you're looking at one guy. It's like a lot of the teams in the Premier League have two or sometimes even three that are in wider positions. I mean, Chelsea have got a winger and then a wing back as well. So, and then us, narrow, we've got to have one person keeping an eye on two people. That's pretty difficult, even for great fullbacks like Baines and Coleman. That's going to be really hard to do. Mm-hmm. So, we need to have someone there to help them out. Like, you can have too many central midfielders in a team, because then it all just gets crowded in one area and they sometimes even can clash with each other and not know what to do, which has been happening with us. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Koeman's to blame, in my opinion.
I think if you're going to go with not very pacey wingers, you need to have some really pacey fullbacks.
Mm.
All right, you need to have some, you know, right and left back that are wanting to get forward and be a part of the attack. And that's the only way it works. All right, I'm not sure that we're getting the fullback play this season that would support, you know, kind of slower wingers. I just don't think we're getting that right now.
No.
I don't know if it's the problem is just the narrow formations. I think there's some bad vibes in the locker room. I do think it's both. I think he can correct the formations. I think he can learn from that. I think he will. I think he's proven that he will change things, but only after it's gotten bad, which is frustrating.
Mm.
We've talked about that too. But yeah, I think we both agree that it's a Koeman problem and not the player's problem. Just, you know, part tactics, part maybe personality clashing.
Maybe. Something's gotta be sorted.
So, that is it for the fans' thoughts. Thanks so much to our contributors. Now's the time when we talk about a specific player. So with Joey Barton's recently calling him a dud, and since so many Everton fans are slating him and writing him off, we need to talk about Clawson.
Yeah, we do.
Edward, what do you think Clawson's best position?
Centre mid. None of these wide positions, centre mid.
Like what type of centre mid?
Like a box-to-box, I'd say. A bit like a Idrissa Gueye, but not as defensive. I think.
Yeah, I think the player whose game I see is most similar to his is Tom Davies.
Yeah, Tom Davies kind of character.
I think we both agree that Clawson probably shouldn't be starting in the league at the moment because he's still adapting. But considering his best position and considering the formations that we're kind of working with, who should be starting over him?
Sigurdsson, Rooney, Barkley when fit. Davies, anyone with experience that has quality with the ball. See, it's understandable. Straight away, you can see why we paid all the money for him, because he's a good player. You can tell straight away. I mean, he's even got a couple of assists in games, so he does know where to put the ball. It's just his problem of being able to deal physically with the play of the league. So, yeah, I'd probably say anyone with experience, really, and the physicality to be able to put up with all the players.
See, I think a lot of this has to do with what formation we're playing.
Yeah.
You know, if we're playing a 4-4-2, you know, I don't think he's going to be playing the same type of position that Schneiderlin or Gay would be playing, you know, as that kind of defensive mid kind of covering the defense. I don't really see him playing that.
No.
I see him playing the same role that he would be playing like when he played for Ajax, you know, right in front of that.
Mm.
More of a, you know, more of an offensive center mid, somebody who is, like you said, going back to box, more of a, what, a number eight? Is that what we're talking about here?
Something like that.
Thing is, I don't see Rooney as playing that kind of position. I think Sigurdsson could play that role, and I think Tom Davis could play that role. But I don't... It's funny, like, and you know what? Ross could possibly play that role, but I think...
Barkley's always seen as more attacking.
Yeah, I know, right? I feel like he's just somebody who's not really that much into the defending aspect of the game.
No.
You just don't really see him going in for, like, crunching tackles and that kind of thing. Let's talk about what Klaassen actually does well.
Some of this one-touch football stuff he does is good. He makes the pass mm-hmm. right. He does that right. Like I said, he makes the passes. He's intelligent. You can see he is a smart guy, and the Ajax fans do rate him really highly. He's got the talent, but like I said, it's physicality that's his issue. I mean, you look at the way Depay, when he left, I think it was like PSV or something like that, he was a complete hit with them. Left, went to United and complete stop. But that's because he wasn't adapted and not as good. Whether Klaassen will do the same thing is going to highly depend on how he's able to physically adapt, and if he is ready to adapt, in a sense, if he's ready to put that extra effort in to try and make himself successful, which I think he is. I think he's that kind of player. He's going to be smart personality as well.
I mean, I agree with all of that. I see him as I see his one and two touch play as being immaculate. His vision is really good. He always knows where everybody is. Mm. The biggest problem that I see for him is he doesn't hold on to the ball ever. He never carries the ball into space, and so he's limited in his options. He usually plays the ball where he's facing or plays it really quickly to someone close by. Now that does kind of keep the ball ticking over. It does help our team's tempo. It does, but you don't see him pushing forward. And I think the reason is exactly what you're describing, the physicality. I think if he did start doing that, he would be bumped off the ball really quickly. I don't think he possesses the ball really well in the Premier League yet. I don't think he's there yet. Will he one day? Maybe. But I don't know. I'd be really curious to see him in a 4-4-2 right in front of a Gay or a Schneiderlin or a Bessage, someone, just to give him more room to where he really doesn't have that extra option to play one touch with and to kind of force him to kind of move forward, because that's the system he's used to, you know? And that leads to the next question. Is this a case of the system not fitting the player? Or is this a case of needing to adjust to a new league, plain and simple, or is it a case of both, which is what I probably feel?
Yeah, both. Both, I'd say.
I see quality in the guy. I really do. I think you don't want to lose a player who has that good a vision.
Mm.
I think he sees the field. He knows what's behind him. He's constantly aware. I think he's smart. I think getting used to people bumping you off the ball, getting used to being able to be more physical, I think that can be acquired. I think that vision is hard to acquire. I think that that football brain is hard to acquire. You know? And think about it, though. How many Dutch players have come into the Premier League and immediately been impactful? Thinking about this, how quick did Bergkamp adjust to the league? And then if you go past, beyond the borders of Dutch players coming to the league, then you think about other players who ended up being iconic that took a while to kind of get into the system too. I think we should be patient. I don't want to sit there and flatly say that, hey, Joey Barton calling him a dud is wrong because he's a professional footballer and I'm not, and he's going to have a lot more intelligence about football than I would. But I just don't agree. I don't think it's fair to call him a dud yet because I don't think he's got his shot yet. I think I want to see how hard he works to get back and to get up to speed.
Yeah, it's the same for me. I think I think he can be a good player. It's just we need to give him a bit of time to get used to it.
I think you and I, so in summation, you and I both agree. We don't think he's a dud. We think it's a little bit unfair for supporters to be slating him immediately, and that he needs to, that there is some quality there, and he just needs time. To be totally fair to those slating him, his performance has not been of the quality that Everton need at the moment, but there are some serious strengths to his game that Everton can end up using moving forward. That's it for We Need to Talk About Klaassen. We're going to do something different, and I am very frightened. And I have no idea how this will actually work, but yeah, I'm psyched. We've been sent a quiz from the Sporkle website created by Resistance. And this quiz requires that we name the Everton players that played during certain years and were from certain nations. I mean, I realize I put my neck on the line like every time I get in front of a camera, but this quiz has some serious, strong embarrassment potential for me. I mean, I've only been supporting Everton since like 2011, 2012, so I'm going to really suck at this. Edward and I are going to do this together, by the way, because if we compete, it would just be a slaughter.
So, okay, whatever, you ready?
Oh my gosh, this is the longest quiz ever.
Have you not looked at it? It's 20 minutes long. Like, what?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, cool, you can change the time. Ooh, no, not percentage. Right, okay, we ready? I'm ready.
Oh my gosh, this is, all right, 20 minutes long. You ready to click the timer?
3, 2, 1, go. Right, start off by naming all the current team players. So we've got, obviously, Gylfi. Oh, it doesn't do first names. Sigurdsson.
Is it just
Baines?
All right, let's, Tom Davies.
Jagielka. Davies. Hang on. Right, do them together. Name one and then I'll name one. So, what have we got? We've got Sigurdsson, Jagielka.
Yeah, Ashley Williams.
Williams. Lukaku. Kone.
Can you just do last names?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Calvert-Lewin.
Calvert-Lewin. Gay. Meant to be signing a new contract.
Sandro.
Morales.
Lookman.
Barry.
Kenny.
Did that enter? Oh no. It's okay. My phone, my computer was freezing up. Right. that's not good. Coleman. How could we forget him? Barkley.
Pickford. You said Barkley.
Robles.
Steckelenberg. Yeah, Steck.
Oh. Crap. How'd you spell his name? I don't know.
Oh, I didn't spell it right.
Right, I'm going to the program.
Okay, I got it. Did you get Steckelen? It's S-T-E-K-E-N, or sorry, S-T-E-K-E-L-E-N-B-U-R-G.
Yes, got it. Right.
Okay.
Funes Mori. Keane.
Okay. Who'd Robles. You say, Keane?
Yeah, Robles.
Holgate. Vlasic.
No, yeah, Vlasic. My time's freezing again.
Vlasic won't work.
Vlasic isn't it?
For some reason.
Okay, that's fine, Just ignore it.
All right.
Niasse. Please. Yes, Niasse's in it.
Distan. Tim Howard.
Howard. From America. What were you saying before Howard? What did you say before Howard?
Before Howard's Distan.
Distan.
All right, and Leighton Baines. How have we not said him yet?
I've said him.
Oviedo,
baby. De La Feo.
Galloway.
Garbutt.
Who?
Garbutt. Luke Garbutt.
Gotcha.
Unsworth. Yes. Boom. Okay. Southall. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ratcliffe.
Ferguson.
Ratcliffe's not in it.
Who'd you say?
Kevin Ratcliffe.
Ratcliffe's not in
it. He's not in it.
All right.
Ferguson. Rooney.
How are we not saying Rooney?
I don't know.
Bessage.
Bessage.
Schneiderlin.
Schneiderlin.
What?
Schneiderlin's not in it. How do you spell it?
Why is it not in it?
I don't know. How do you spell his name?
I spelled that correct. Yeah, it's not there.
Okay. Hang
That's
on. Right.
Frustrating.
Let me try Morgan Schneiderlin. How do you spell his name? I don't care if
By the way,
S-C...
Valencia...
S-C-H... N-E-I... D-E-R-L-I-N.
Yeah, he's not in it.
Oh, right. That's weird.
All right. I thought of one... I thought of one while you were... Valencia. Inter Valencia.
Yeah. Ivory Coast. Not Kone. Traore.
Oh, yeah. And then you said Kone.
Yeah. Oh,
come on. Oh,
Cahill.
McCarthy. Cahill. You heard McCarthy, right?
Yeah.
Osman. Hibbert.
The golden oldies.
Oh, yeah. Phil Neville.
Right. Right. Okay, let's go through the current squad. You've got number one, Jordan Pickford. Number two, Schneiderlin. Three, Baines. Four, Keane. Five, Williams. Six, Jagielka.
Oh, Martina.
Bolasie.
And you heard Martina, right?
Martina. Yeah. Who else?
Oh, Klaassen. We were literally just talking about him.
Lookman. No, Klaassen's not in it. Oh, wait, no, hang on.
Klaassen's in it. Two S's.
Lookman's not in it. Or have I already done... Yes, yeah, I've done Lookman.
Yeah, we already did Lookman.
Right, okay, number seven. Number eight, Barkley. Number nine, Sandro.
What about Dowell? Dowell played.
Yeah.
Did Connor Grant ever play? Yes, he did. No, Tony Grant. That was lucky. that's hilarious.
Who else? Sheedy.
Let's see here.
No, Sheedy's not in it. He was before Premier League.
Gethin Morales? Jones, did he play?
Oh, we've already got Morales. Yeah, just put Jones. No.
No, Joe.
Oh, yeah, I got Joe. Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no Smith in there. That's ridiculous. Right.
That's hilarious.
Popular names.
Jelovic.
Jelovic. Not really.
Did you say Stanek earlier?
Yeah, Stanek's not in it.
Oh, that's weird. What about Mucha? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We start going through them. Any recent ones we'll go through. 2030 Paraguay. Alcaraz.
Yes.
Next one, 2014, Ghana. Atsu.
Oh, Atsu, yeah.
Okay. So I'm just scrolling through. 2013, we've got 2010, Jamaica. Ah, who's the Jamaican? Right, doesn't matter, we'll go back to it. 2014, England. That's not good. That's a lot of players that we could be there.
What's the name of the lad who's on loan to Ipswich?
Oh, Connolly.
I mean, he may not have played.
No, he's not in it.
Nope. Dang.
We're missing some obvious ones here.
See, near the end of the season, we played a lot of kids.
We did.
So I'm trying to remember. Remember Unsworth, that last game of the
Martinez era?
That's why...
Right, do you want me to have a look through the program that we've got some names on, haven't we? Or is that cheating?
I feel like it's cheating.
Okay. Right, go through the numbers like I was doing. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Lennon! 13, we haven't got 13, no 14, 15, Cleverly.
Who?
Cleverly, Tom Cleverly.
Oh, yeah.
He was the 2015 one, I couldn't think of it. 16, McCarthy. 17, Gay, Besich. 18, Barry, Sigurdsson we've got. 19, have we got 19? Niasse, Valencia, Delfeo. 20, Oviedo, Barkley.
Who's Hold on? I just thought of one. Donovan. Landon Donovan.
Lineker?
Also, Brian McBride. McBride was 2003. I got to pull my American weight here. Oh, Gibson. My last name. Of course, Darren Gibson. 2014, Ireland. Who are we forgetting from Ireland? Besides McCarthy, Coleman, Gibson. Who's another one? 2014.
McGeady.
Oh, yeah. Also, Naismith.
Naismith. That was the other 14 I couldn't remember.
Oh, and Achebe.
And Ichibi.
Yeah.
Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
Greece.
Hold on.
Velios.
Got it.
Apostas
Velios. Oh, yeah.
How do you spell his name?
I'm getting it wrong. I thought it was Velios. Oh, hold on. Vellios.
2014. Eto. Oh, how could we forget Eto?
Oh, hold on. 2017, France. That's this year. Who are we forgetting that's French?
From 2017.
You know what? You know what? It's Schneidel, and I bet they misspelled it. What about the Yak?
Yakubu.
What about, is Yamokachi playing this era? Yamokachi?
Dunno.
Yeah, I'm not spelling it. Oh, I'm forgetting someone. Who's on loan at Leeds right now?
Pennington.
Kid. Pennington, yeah.
Browning!
Oh, yeah.
I knew there was another one. Amakachi!
That's what it was, not Yamokachi. Finally.
What's it? How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
Amokachi. I added a Y.
Lescott.
Oh, yeah.
A traitor.
Oh, Arteta. Oh, also went to City and now plays
Stones.
For... Stones. And also plays for Sunderland now. Plays in the center. plays whole, kind of a holding defensive mid. Played for City.
Rodwell!
Yes. Okay.
I'm getting really competitive with this now. I'm not sure if
I like it. And we have 3.5 minutes left, by the way.
Right. FIFA. Come on, FIFA. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Oh, that's a good... Niarco. Alex Niarco. Oh, man. Who was the little quick winger that everybody said he could have been great?
Billy Adinov. How'd you spell his name?
I really don't know.
Right. I'm going to Google it. Carry on thinking of some more. Billy Adinov.
Saha. Luis Saha.
Right. Okay. Right. Just give me a sec. Saha. B-I-L-Y. A-L-E. T. D-I-N-O-V. 4, 3, 2, 1. Done. Oh! All these come back to me and I've met him as well. Oh!
I gotta be honest, a lot of these on the right side. Oh, Yobo. Oh, and you look at the French. Look at the French one. It's blacked out. 2017. So we technically should have gotten one more on that.
Campbell.
How did we
Kevin
forget
Campbell.
Stephen Pienaar?
See, I've spoken to so many of these people. I even got a picture of Pienaar. How did I forget Pienaar? I actually think we did all right. 74.
I don't think we did poorly. I think we did okay. It's a big bag of okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
I'm guessing that's where we end it then.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're digging the videos, yeah, keep watching. We may do more of these quizzes. You know, we do so many different kinds of things. Subscribe for us, please. That would be awesome. Like us, because our confidence needs it. Edward, do you want to plug your channel?
Yeah, check it out. Jeremy James, FIFA, Everton, everything like that. New Roads Glory coming soon as well, so make sure to check it out. Subscribe, nearly at 200, if you could, please.
Also, if you're listening via podcast, please rate, subscribe, all that hot stuff. We're on iTunes and Acast, all right? Follow the Toffee Blues on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Make sure you check out their website. It's a blog website, and there's also a forum on there. It's lots of good content. We'll be back with another episode soon. Bye.
Adios.